Meditation 5, grounding in the posture. Take the time you need to become as comfortable as you can in your sitting posture. You might like to take 2 or 3 deeper breaths through the nose and out through the mouth, expelling all the air in your body. And then just let the breath return to its natural state. Try and use the gentle movement of the body as you breathe to encourage a sense of alignment between the head and the pelvis. Might imagine the pelvis falling down towards the earth while releasing the crown of the head up towards the sky. So whenever we sit for meditation, we sit with the earth under us and the sky above us. So this is our basic situation. Whenever you get lost or confused, just come back to your breath and the sense of the earth under you and the sky above you. Using the actual sensations in the body, the sensations of contact between you and the cushion and the mat and the floor. Gradually become more aware of your connection to the earth. Having a sense of the earth spreading out under you, into the room, into the surrounding area, the city or the countryside. We do not have to visualize this. More just a sense of sitting on the earth in a particular place. As well as the earth spreading out around you, also imagine the earth going down thousands of miles below you. So when you're ready, as in the last exercise, begin to imagine that you're drawing up the energy of the earth into your body, into the bowl of the pelvis, through the perineum and the sitting bones, into the bones of the pelvis. Don't try too hard. Keep the face relaxed and the shoulders relaxed. Breathing in, just inviting the energy of the earth through the root into the body. And when you're ready, remember the sky above you, open and vast. And as you breathe in, imagine drawing down the sky through the crown of the head, through that part of your skull that was still open when you were born. You might imagine the bone there still slightly thinner than the rest of the skull, perhaps a little translucent. So we're imagining allowing the spaciousness and light of the sky just to gently fall down, as it were, through the head, through the throat, towards the heart area. We were trying to have a sense of sitting with our body, bringing earth and sky into union, encouraging the energy of the earth to rise up, and the energy of the sky to be gently pulled down, meeting in the heart area. You can imagine this happening along the length of your spine, having a sense of your spine not just bone, but soft tissue, nerves, electricity alive in your body. So we're trying to encourage a sense of aliveness in the body, a sense of our body connected to the earth below and the sky above. Don't force anything to happen, but just try and let the images of earth and sky activate the spine and the heart area. Just breathing naturally, enjoying sitting in the world of the holding earth below and the sheltering sky above. Imagine the spine, not just hard bone, but soft tissue, nerves, energy, feelings. Like an electric highway linking the skull through the heart to the pelvis. So we're just encouraging an appreciation of the body in the world. Bringing together earth and sky. Just breathing naturally, gently work with the idea of drawing up from below, from the core of the earth, through the perineum, into the bones of the pelvis, into the pelvic bowl, up towards the heart area, and at the same time, drawing down the sky from above, through the crown, through the throat, to the heart. So we're imagining bringing earth and sky together in our own heart. Allowing our body to be activated by the image of earth and the image of sky above.